All right, back on track here. We needed that little break, and I hope you appreciated it. Wishing Dorothy Zender a happy 100th and one day. Yesterday was not the appropriate day to do it, but we needed to do it today. Back online here, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald has charged this 15-year-old, I do not use his name and won't, with numerous felony counts, including murder and terrorism on that shooting Tuesday at Oxford High School, killing 4 students, wounding 7, and affecting the lives of everyone that goes to that school and many of us throughout the great state of Michigan. Today, we've got schools closing, school districts closing because of copycats. And I welcome you, Prosecutor Karen McDonald, and I salute you for the job you're doing thus far. Good morning. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. Something we didn't talk about, didn't want to talk about it, but now we have to talk about it. We've got school districts and schools all across Metro Detroit closed today because of social media threats. We've already had Sheriff Michael Bouchard already say that he will go after those people, whether they're thought to be a legitimate threat or just people doing it as a sick, sick joke. I presume you're taking the same stand that when these people are brought before you, you will press charges?
Yes, we routinely are presented with false threats of terrorism and prosecute those cases. Sometimes it's difficult to obtain where it came from or if it was serious. And the real difficulty is when you're dealing with an adolescent and determining whether or not those are serious or not. But in light of what's recently happened, I think each of us are going to look at it in the light most dangerous and take those things very seriously.
And it's up to it's the parents listening here, because the kids aren't, that should, even though they think it could never happen, they should go out of their way to have a conversation with their kids to explain just how serious this is, how dangerous it is. Now, a lot of times we're going to be spending time telling our kids they're going to be okay, but we also need to let them know that it isn't okay to participate in any kind of prank or threat or anything else regarding this. Everyone's taking it seriously. No one's going to be laughing, and there'll be big trouble. You had enough information on hand to charge him with the several counts, many counts, and I don't see how, especially with video proof and everything else, I would hate to see this even go to trial and put people through the trauma. You did say something. You let us know that this suspect actually detailed their chilling plans in video and in a journal, therefore premeditated, obviously easy proof for first-degree murder. What we also have learned is that the school did have trouble with this kid and that the parents were contacted twice, including coming into the school the morning of the shooting. Do you know anything at all about what trouble the kid was in or what precipitated the school to call the parents and ask them to come in?
I do. We're still, the investigation with regard to the potential charges against mom and dad is still ongoing, and I don't want to jeopardize that. But I think that information will most likely come to light soon. But the parents were the only individuals in the position to know the access to weapon that seems to have been just freely available to that individual, which all I can say at this point is those actions on mom and dad's behalf go far beyond negligence. And, you know, we obviously are prosecuting the shooter to the fullest extent. And I made a promise to those parents and we will do that and bring justice for their children. But there are other individuals that should be held accountable.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I heard you clearly. The parents are the only ones who knew about the gun. They bought it 4 days before. The access to the gun, the disposition of the son and his being around and having guns available. So You say there are other people that are responsible that will be held accountable for this. You're not saying it. I'll say it. Obviously, we're talking about the parents there. But I thought I heard someone say, and I have to be very careful. I mean, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald with us doing a great job on this case, and I can only imagine how maddening it is with all the rumors, all the things that have come through social media, including the social media now playing a role in threats out there that have closed many schools today. Go to WJR.com for the list. WJR.com, the list has grown. But I thought I heard someone say that from what they heard about what took place, whatever it was that this kid did to cause the school to call his parents in the morning of the shooting, that they couldn't believe the school allowed the kid to stay in school and to go back into the classroom. Does that make any sense to you?
I just can't get to a space right now to blame anybody who works at that school. Having seen everything that everything I've reviewed, they were terrorized, and like any tragedy, in any school district, in any company, in any agency, when that occurs, there should be a review. We always learn something from it. And should there have been different decisions made? Probably they will come to that conclusion. But in terms of a criminal responsibility, I haven't seen anything at this point that would make me think that's appropriate for anyone that works at the school.
Excellent, because the Oxford Schools, as even the sheriff reassured us, has done so many good things and so many things right. They prevented more kids from being killed. The sheriff deputies who arrived within 5 minutes and confronted this guy with a lot more bullets in his gun and his pockets than we knew prevented a lot more people from being shot and possibly killed. So I'm not trying to blame the school. I just repeated to you something that I heard. Obviously it wasn't you that said it, Prosecutor, Madam Prosecutor McDonald, but somebody that was being quoted somewhere in the news, because I don't follow social media, said something like that. And so I just wondered.
Well, I can confirm there was a meeting, and that's been made public. I think the sheriff made that public yesterday.
Yes.
And that there were people from the school at the meeting. But again, that I have not seen anything that would make me think that there's criminal culpability. You know, there's just it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. And my job right now is to hold the people accountable. And that's what I'm going to do.
Well, and you've done it well. And by the way, you've done it quickly. And we appreciate that as well. There was no wondering and hanging around and having it stretch out for days.
It's bad for the community. So we worked around the clock.
God bless you for that. Anything else you want to say over this big 50,000-watt blowtorch that you wish people knew or either stop saying or needed to hear? Anything at all, it's yours.
Have a conversation with your kids and understand that this is a terrible tragedy, but we have really good people in leadership in Oakland County, and we are absolutely going to work to prosecute these people, but also to hopefully prevent this from happening again.
God bless you for that, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.